As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Sans Pants Radio, only bar I go is a hula hoons.
Hey guys, it's Zoe.
It's Jax. I'm Jackson.
That's so good. Do you want to try that again?
No, that's good. That's fine. Right. That's what the people have come to expect, Zoe.
Just fuck ups. These two fuck ups are going to be on the pitch of this live show on the 7th of April, and we're here with Nick and Lachlan. They're going to tell you all about it.
Howdy, gang. I haven't practiced my intro either, apparently. Howdy is that's my thing now. I'm Nick.
And I'm Lachlan, and if you like fuck-ups, then picture this live is the show for you.
We guaranteed three FUPS, which is three fuck-ups per second.
And seems really high, actually.
That seems three fuck-ups per second.
That seems too high.
That is literally nothing but
the irony that you fucked up a joke about fucking up.
Three FUPM.
Yeah, that's very minutes is a bit more reasonable.
That's a bit more reasonable.
We don't guarantee any jokes, but we guarantee at least two exhales from the nose.
Yeah. Yeah, come on down to the Picture This Live podcast at this year's Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Grab your tickets at trybooking.com/SXCP. That's Sexy Xylophone Cross Podcast. Plenty of other podcasting friends from around Melbourne. Going to be a bunch of fun. You guys will be there.
Yeah.
We'll probably be there.
I might make an appearance. I'm pretty busy.
I'll check my schedules.
Come see them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come great. See us.
Come see our beautiful faces and our average bodies.
Welcome to episode 6 of The Search for a Helm, a D&D is for Nerds adventure. Previously.
Two of us go around the back. You go around here and we make a signal or whatever and we just... Whew.
We've got crossbows.
Look,
how we don't have to get close.
They're just hyena men.
They're going to get flanky while they get stacked.
Somewhere, distantly, there's a old dilapidated cask.
Okay. Excited by this story.
Standing at the parapets, standing upon the parapets, gazing lazily around the forest, is a young orc. He's, you know, sort of just come into his own. He's been given his first weapon ever only a couple weeks ago. And he looks, he doesn't know it, but he's actually looking at the specific part of the forest that you guys are in. Okay. And he's quite astonished when a massive burst of energy flattens all the trees in a 300 feet radius.
I mean, like, it's that's easier. Literally yeah. The most just... meaningless, nonsensical sentence ever, but no. Yes.
Like you see a mouse? Oh, hey, friend.
Yeah,
you
but if I saw a mouse, hey, then...
Next one of a mouse.
See a horse? Oh, Nelly. No, thank you.
And like the other gnolls, these ones appear to be ready to fight to the death.
I'm on.
Oh, no. It suddenly hits me that Dad didn't see it was me who finished it. Oh, Dad.
Any of it. I didn't see any of it. I was inside the gnoll's throat for most of the fight.
Looking through the pockets of the gnoll's clothes, you find 6 gems. Just varying types, like some of them are rubies, some of them are opals, that sort of stuff. Varying sizes as well. You might need to take them to an assessor to find out their worth, but just mark down 6 gems.
Ooh.
Who's marking this down?
You mark them down because we're not taking them.
I'm rifling.
Yeah, we're not rifling.
I'll put them. Can I put them in my puzzle box?
Yes.
Cool.
Did you open the puzzle box?
Yes.
She like first thing she did, got on the horse, opened that puzzle
box. That's right, you did too.
There's a coin there that no one knows quite what it is.
Yep. Just cracked it open, found a coin.
Got that coin.
Oh my goodness, I forgot.
Examine it a bit more and be like, oh, what is this?
What is this dang coin? The heck's maybe going on?
Maybe
those
we'll find
of you
a
not
clue.
Stealing.
Yes.
In the gnoll special effects.
I'm an opportunist.
You find
right, nothing wrong with them.
40 coins of a type that you've probably never seen before.
Is it the same coin as the one in the bottle box?
No.
Dang.
Oh, You've never seen them, but you've heard of them. These are referred to as electrum pieces.
Okay. Ooh.
So electrum is mostly silver with flecks of gold in it. It's worth more than silver coins, but less than gold coins. Gotcha. Yeah. They're a very old and archaic currency. You would expect to find these like in long discarded tombs and stuff like that. It's a currency that Kandor used to use a long time ago, but it's now defunct.
Missed. All right. Yeah. All right.
And finally, for those of you who are stealing.
That's what it's all about.
I say ay in infernal. I put my tail up as like a
You need Kieran around to have your little tiefling adventures. We should have brought him along.
Yeah. Oh, well. I like to think we all just go back to you and talk to you in infernal. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's happening. Sure, I guess.
I blush a bit with happiness that people are talking to me.
You're included in some capacity.
I started something and it got finished by others. It was a two-word exchange and that's brought me so much joy.
What kind of a life?
What have you done? This is your fault.
It's you also the find, education system's fault.
Three potions of healing.
Good gracious me.
I put them in me.
In me pocket.
Do I have pockets?
You're wearing clothes.
But is this universe like our universe where I'm a girl so I don't get pockets?
Do you know Draconic, the language?
No.
There are two scrolls.
No, I do.
You do?
Yes.
You can tell that they're... Oh, do you give them to look at him? And do you read them?
Can anyone read this? Dad?
No, I have
other dad?
Maybe. You just read the
heading.
That's
a weird assumption to make. But
They're magical scrolls. They're like, casting them spells.
Like, I think I'm only like 5 years older than you. That is really weird. I'm like 25.
Man, this whole family unit is a mess.
Why? I don't know. Family unit? What? These are magical scrolls.
You identify one of them as... Light, just a simple light spell.
This is a light spell.
And the second one is a zone of truth.
This is a zone of truth.
Oh, no.
I didn't mean to. This is not the situation I engineered.
I already can cast zone of truth anyway.
I'm giving you a new one. Ah, damn it. Well, now you got a free casting of it.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Does anyone... Can anyone cast this, or is it...
You can just cast it. The other two need to make a check.
Does anyone want this? It's light and zone of truth, if anyone needs to not lie.
Is light...
Like, if anyone needs to not lie. Not meaning to, just looking at Sir Grace. If anyone needs to not lie.
I think I'm good for that.
Yeah, I look at Dad for a while, thinking, what do I want to know?
Okay.
Just give him back to Tiffany. Know?
Is it too much power? Like, should we bury it or something?
Tiffany, do you want it?
I don't... No.
It's probably best if we bury it.
You are the one who looted it.
It's probably best if we bury it, darling.
I might just keep it. I might just
keep it. Hang on, I'm
going
to make a persuasion
this.
Check for that one.
Calling you darling? Something you've never done before?
Oh, you're not very charismatic.
No, I'm not.
Poor.
He mispronounced darling. I love you, darling.
Tiffany... Tiffany, when he says darling, you're actually like considering the scroll. We don't even hear him.
Damn.
There you go. There you go. These are yours.
Just keep this.
Yeah, okay.
Who's got the light spell?
You can have it as well. I can cancel.
Probably not going to use it.
I've got it as a cantrip. You can take it. So basically, the light is a light, and zone of truth is very simple.
She gets it. She gets it.
You know, you cast it around, and anyone in that zone cannot lie. It's very simple, very straightforward.
Okay.
So, you know, it's a zone. It is like a think of like a bubble. Anyone in that bubble cannot lie.
I think about casting it secretly one day.
Adele grunts and gestures towards, while you were also looting, I'm going to say that you were checking for suits of armor.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have enough for all five of you.
Sweet. Yes.
Between the two that you got before as well.
Okay.
I roll up my sleeflings and get to work.
Mm-hmm. Adele motions in a direction sort of northwards, but then also sort of seems to consider consider you guys who are quite wounded, and then shakes his head and like makes a let's go to bed gesture.
That sounds like a good
He's
idea.
Like, how far away is it? Can you count? And like hands.
Give us hands, or do you need like a stick? You can do like a tally system.
He holds up 5.
Days?
Hours? Shakes his head. Thumbs up. Hours. Oh,
so that's 5 hours really away. Close.
Okay.
Let's not. Let's chill.
Let's have it. Because you are you injured?
It's nearly eaten to death.
Dad!
Odell points through the trees up to the sun.
I think he wants to sleep at the top of the trees.
I don't think
bears
that,
or
no, I don't think that is
he points up towards the sun and then sort of traces its path, a natural path along the sky. The suns.
There's a couple of them.
Traces their path along the sky until they would get to the horizon and then, you know, like, sort of points for them under the horizon. Then he gestures northwards.
So we, under cover of darkness, we will leave.
Thumbs up.
Okay. Ooh, well, we have a light spell now, so in case we decide that we decide not to go in darkness, we have the option.
That is a very good idea, Tiffany. And let us just get that idea and table it.
But thumbs up.
It's a very good idea, but let us only use that when we need to. Because we're trying to be very sneaky.
Okay, I have good sneak, but that's fine.
I know you do, and it's a very good job.
Thank you.
At this point, Richard Ware has finished lighting a small fire and is roasting what he presumably caught on the way here.
God, he's good.
What does divine sense do again?
Divine sense?
Yeah.
I believe that allows you to see within 60 feet undead or like the demons, devils.
So smell devils.
Any devils around?
Do you actually cast them?
Yeah, why not?
No.
All right.
Can he smell me?
Oh. Yes.
One.
Can he smell Dad?
No.
Oh, that would have been
We've established that my body is covered in terrible arcane runes, yeah? Like, terrible.
I don't know if we have.
I feel like we... Oh, that's what I always assumed, that, like, from neck to, like, ankles and wrists is just...
Arcane.
Terrible arcane writings and scripts
across
my body.
Do you make any effort to hide them?
Do you think people are not going to put two and two together when they see them?
So anytime we do an arcane check...
I'm assuming they're like, what do you call it?
Hidden?
Yeah.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Out of sight, out of mind. Magical...
You can just always be wearing skivvies and stuff like that. That's fine.
That is
all right. Oh, skivvies, great.
I was going to like cast like healing hands on you, but we're having a sleep. It's not really worth it. It's fine.
How am I doing on those armors? Leathers?
You got, like I said, you got 5 sets.
Are they beautiful? Very concerned about my craftsmanship.
They aren't beautiful, but you didn't have good equipment to start, or you didn't have like good materials to start with. They were never going to be beautiful. And to be honest, if they looked too nice, it would be kind of suspicious.
I make all of this known as I hand them out.
I compliment you on a job well done.
Thank you. Sometimes, you know, the best work has to look a certain... It's about the look.
I understand. And you did a very good job under the circumstances.
Thank you.
I put my armor on and go to bed.
You're welcome, Dad.
I just go to bed.
It's good.
I take my armor off, actually.
I feel so warm that he slept in them.
I've just got them on for the next day.
All right. It's out of laziness.
Just get up wearing them, you know.
I'll give you all another long rest.
Sweet.
Because Odell seems to kind of be almost in charge of this. He's like gesturing for people to take watch.
We've like
stuff.
Deferred to his leadership.
Ooh, where are our carriages and horses?
Yeah, back in the
Woods.
Town of
Odell would have probably gotten you guys to leave. Yeah, your horses at Jones's Bluff.
Yep.
And maybe even Piran promised that he would ensure that they were taken care of.
Cool.
But not in the assassin.
Like, he didn't just bang, bang with his crossbow into the head of our horse.
Brat, brat, motherfucker.
Brat, brat, motherfucker. To the brain. Welcome to the food chain, bitch. Anyway.
Have a sleep.
Anyway, yes, you get another long rest. Mm-hmm. In the night, you, Sir Hector, have a very vivid dream with your Deva, Galadia.
Ah, classic Galadia. Yeah, what is this you want now?
She appears to you, as I said before, she's like in your dreams, you're kind of in a white void, and she's this just massive figure.
You're boring the dog.
Oh, Mella.
Yes, giant figure.
In a loud, booming, and very official, dominating voice, she says, "Evil, evil is near. The veil is thin, Our world, your world, and the immaterial planes are close where you are. Evil has seeped through.
What do you want me to do about it?
The evil must be destroyed, banished, if impossible to kill.
I will do my best.
The evil is around the castle. I see it. Around the castle, around the remains of Jones's Bluff, and around Fairburn Point.
So around a castle. Do I know the castle?
It is near to you and your destination, Mistwrought Keep.
Mistwrought Keep.
Mistwrought. It's wrought with mist. Just like I'm wrought with here. Parasites.
All right, so she's telling me there's evil in the Mistwrought Keep, Jones's Bluff, and Fairburn Point?
Yes.
Okay, so can I ask for any other information she might have? Like, what kind of evil?
I do not know. It does not come from your world.
Is it a tiefling?
Because I know what that is.
Because I know what that is. And I met
this
one.
This is no mere tiefling.
Because I met one who was born in the ninth layer of hell or something. Plain.
I don't mean to, like, press the point, but she's being very uncharacteristic in the fact that she's being very loud, booming, and not singing.
Oh.
Usually when she speaks to you, she speaks in a song almost.
All right, then I'm not as, like...
She seems very, like...
Blasé.
She's like, this is kind of a big deal, quite obviously.
Okay, I'm like, I am in awe of her presence, and I ask as much, not questions, but I'm like, anything you can do to help guide me? Are they all connected? Do I have to go through each one systematically, or like what does like does she know?
There is not much I can tell you. The veil here, while thin, has some level of protection. Some creature is roaming the veil, preventing me from accessing it properly. To speak with you like this drains me.
So kill the creature that is roaming the veil, or banish it if we must.
Yes. You should seek help as soon as possible. Whatever this is, it is beyond even me.
Do you know what kind of help? Do you know where we could find
others of your order, knights, anyone who will help?
Okay, I will do.
You cannot have too many friends. She begins to fade, and so does your dream.
What do I dream about?
Highs or lows?
Lows.
You roll. What do you get?
10 and 8.
18. What did you say?
What I dream about was the question.
No, highs or lows, did you say?
Lows, I think.
Lows? Yeah. Oh, you did pretty well. You dream of nothing.
Oh, good.
What do I dream
Your
about?
Your favorite. Pass me the dice again. Highs or lows?
Highs.
Zamet, you roll.
Got to find out what we're dreaming about.
Zamet controls
53. You also dream about... Oh, you want to reroll? You can roll them if you want.
26.
26? And what did you say? Lows?
I said highs.
Yeah, you have a nightmare.
Oh, what's it about?
You ask Piran out and he says that you're ugly.
Oh, no.
Probably also adds that your father doesn't think you're much...
Looking at your face, I feel that hurt Cassie.
It was more like I was imagining what her nightmare would be, and I was like, Dad leaves. That's the ultimate one, but I think that would be like a 2 or something. Like if I managed to get like a less than 10, it's like, Dad leaves.
Dad's or maybe one. It's Dad a throws Piran, you in a well. You're like, a baby.
Piran walks away, and you're like, no, father, come back. That sort of shit.
And then my tail falls off. Peekaboo secret, no! Vengeance comes along, eats the tail, and dies.
I think that's a bit worse than what we'd roll.
I like to imagine your tail falling off and a big crow comes and takes it because earlier you saw that happen to a lizard. It's just
like
weaved its way into
your
dream.
Zamet got a dream and you two were both like, give us dreams.
I want a dream.
I want an imagination adventure in this imagination adventure.
I'm glad I just dreamt of the void. That's good.
I got called ugly by the only tiefling I've ever met. And like my only like vision of other tieflings apart from me, and people don't usually let me look in mirrors, is like gross depictions in children's books.
From the widespread belief that tieflings don't have a reflection.
If you got sub 10, like, surely there is a good dream that you could have. Like a dream where before the bad times happen, and you just like...
Adventuring with Unky Dick, but when he was proud, you know, powerful Dick.
And then you get woken up by me, and I'm like a normal child. You reach out your hand to pick me up, and your runes are gone. Your wife takes the hand, she's alive.
And then I wake up, and everything's infinitely worse. It'd be kind of good to have, like, you couldn't do it, but like a dream table specific for each character, because actually knowing that I dreamt of nothing is going to influence how I roleplay waking up.
Well, if you want from this point onwards, we could do that.
Sure. Yeah, it's kind of fun. But even just like one sentence, because then you're like, you had a nightmare and you wake up like, ah! You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
just an idea.
Wake up.
All right. Yep, you all, you don't wake up at the same time because you're taking watches and stuff like that, but when you're asleep, those are the dreams that you have.
Cool.
After my vision, can I just have woken up at exactly after? I just don't want to go back to bed.
You stay awake?
Making watch, just like playing with a stick in the dirt.
Odell
like...
also stays awake. Like, you guys would probably... He doesn't make any effort to hide it, but he doesn't sleep.
Huh. Did he wash
his
face?
As in, like, he probably doesn't need to sleep. He just doesn't.
That's a good Sorry? Question.
Did he wash his face?
No, he hasn't.
Green boy.
Do you say that to him?
No.
Because he'll slit your throat while you're sleeping.
I think about
then you'll dream of nothing.
I think to myself, green boy, and then don't do anything about it. I wonder if he knows, but then decide it's definitely not my place to ever mention anything to him.
Later that night, Odell rouses all of you if you're not already awake, kicks you if need be. He's not gentle about it. And gestures to the sets of armor. He's already started donning like the bits and pieces that you've selected for him.
Is he going to paint my face in that?
Well, implication is, yeah.
Yeah, cool. I'd like to think I've already donned the armor and painted my face.
I went to sleep with my armor on.
Yeah.
You slept.
That's why you had... Oh, no, you had a dream.
You know, you have to take your armor off.
Fine.
You can't sleep in full plate. It's uncomfortable.
All right, I'll put on my leathers and I'll paint and cover up my
tats. Odell actually, like, maybe you guys try to paint yourselves, but Odell just immediately snaps the... You know the little sponge thing that you used to apply? Yeah, he snaps that from you. And he starts applying the paint for you.
Thank you very much.
Then he also brings out these paper mache orc ears that he begins to stick over your ears.
That's the best.
Where does he put them on me?
I was about to say, actually, except you, Tiffany, he leaves you till last. And then he's just like...
Shrugs.
Yeah, he shrugs. He's
already like... She looks already like, you know, like a monster, so... She's probably going to fit in fine.
You definitely said that out loud, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. Odell.
I shed my eyes well. I make myself not cry, but the knowledge of my dream from the night before just really is there. I know I'm meant to be looking ugly, but I still sort of try and pull my hair into a bit of a nice thing. I try and hide my horns a bit.
I'm like, I just glare at Sir Grace. You are not a monster.
She's not a monster, but she looks like a monster.
You do not look like a monster.
So she fits in. It's not strange for orcs to be hanging out with a monster.
You are not. You do not look like a monster.
I do that heartbreaking
Adele
thing.
Adele and Ware stand next to each other very awkwardly.
You do not look like a monster. You are a very beautiful person. You are not. Do not look like a monster, okay?
I try and smile and nod, but I can't open my mouth and the nod's a bit too fast and you can very clearly see that eyes are welling.
Yes, don't ever let anyone tell you that, okay?
Okay.
None of their pain affects me.
Adele looks like a kind of convincing goblin if it was a very fat goblin. And, what?
A fat I always imagine goblins as fat.
And we're like, even up close, even though it's paper mache ears, we're just looks like an orc. It's pretty convincing.
What about
Unky
I check out.
The best.
Oh, Hunky's great. Hunky looks like anything you want to make him look.
It's very difficult to cover up Hector. It's like at a distance, it would fool someone, but on a close inspection, it's quite obvious that he's not an orc. You, Sir Grace. It's like reasonable.
Okay.
It'd stand up not to close scrutiny, but to like a casual glance.
Cool. Let's make haste for the wherever they are.
Do you mention that you know the name of where you're going?
Yes, it's like so. I believe we're going to Mist Route Keep.
Okay.
And no one knows what that. Oh, where gets a roll? And no one knows.
Never heard of it.
Anything about that place? That's unfortunate.
Is there lots of keeps there?
They're more like mist. Lots of mist, apparently.
Missed that.
Yeah. It's like it made you physically ill.
I'm still feeling very self-conscious, so the fact that I spoke just kind of makes me feel awful.
It is, apparently there is a lot of something, a great evil, I believe, that is there waiting for us. So just,
probably the monster. I look at Odell. The monster. The
Odell shrugs.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
I'm like, Anki Dick, what is your plans? Are you planning on going back to Kandor after this?
I was only here for the funeral. Just got caught up in this. Looking after my niece.
Thank you.
And my adopted brother, shall we say.
Yeah, let's say that. There was no malice there, but there was no joy.
Okay.
I got joy enough for both of us.
Perhaps after we are done here, I would request your aid in a few things.
All right. Is this going to take long?
Not right. Not right now. Like after we're done here.
I mean, yeah. Is this going to take long?
Not.
I like to imagine periodically, Odell shushes you, but you keep talking.
Oh, that's cute.
No, I just need you to perhaps send a message for me.
Like a horse head message? Or like actually just send a message?
Like a literal message. What the fuck is wrong with you people? Just a missive, if you will.
I don't know, you religious folks.
Just like...
I give him a look like, tell me about it.
How am I the bad guy? Just start walking. What the fuck?
You walk ahead and Tiffany, where like turns around and winks at you like there's a joke that you guys are sharing about this.
This brings a genuine smile to my face and I like have a bit of a smile. It's a bit like, okay, Anki Dick, you made me smile. You know, we don't want to smile and something
like,
you smile.
Because you're sad and it's, you're like, whoa.
I just give you periodic shushes.
This was all in my head though.
Yeah, he's still shushy.
My facial expressions are too loud.
Look at you smiling.
Oh, I can smell a smile half a mile away.
And the smells sound like sounds.
All right.
When you can finally see it through the trees, Mistwrought Keep looks like what it probably is, a very long abandoned place. It seems to have a very odd design about it. You can tell that there should be a drawbridge, but they're just... So where a drawbridge might go, there should be, you know, like a chains, holster chain, so you can bring it up, put it down, that sort of stuff, allowances for a drawbridge. There is no drawbridge, and there is no allowances for that. It looks like there was never a drawbridge here, but how would people have gotten across the moat? It's a question that will never be answered, because no one knows about Mistwrought fucking Keep. There are some other odd considerations are towers that you can tell, even from the outside, have no obvious access point other than, like, windows. It looks like the keep was made with the assumption that its inhabitants can fly.
This just screams of magic bullshit, I say. Oh, my God.
So, Hector, were these for your people?
You don't know much.
Full of angel boys.
So can you scope the place?
You don't know much about Esmir, do you?
I saw you had wings before.
We are very similar to you, the tiefling, like... My parents were just humans. Just like your
parents.
Her parents were tieflings.
Because it's my understanding.
Her parents.
Like,
her tieflings.
When it comes to tiefling, you not necessarily have to be.
Not necessarily, but in this specific case.
What do you mean?
Like, for example, it is simply just. So your bloodline was touched by something in a demonic sense. Mine was touched by a celestial sense. Yeah. So Robin? My parents were...
this is better than you, I guess.
I did not say that at all.
It's not like what you were implying.
Not at all. I just said demonic.
I sort of explained that, like...
You can... So your parents might have been human, for all we know.
They weren't.
But Dad said they have to have been teeth. But
they don't have to have been, but they might have been.
Dad, did you meet my parents?
The procession stops.
No, I never met your parents. But they told me at the orphanage that they were tieflings.
But
one moment, please. Continue.
How would they know if I wasn't up for adoption until my parents died? You told me they died.
Yeah, they died, and I mean, they had bodies. They found the bodies, and then they found you alive.
So it is completely reasonable that your parents might have been tieflings.
Well, within reason.
Does that mean I'm part human?
Of course.
Well, in some cases you could be, but in this case, no, you're not.
Well, perhaps your parents, they might have been daughter of...
Does that mean some humans could be part tiefling?
Of course.
Keep pushing it and you'll have to have another.
So my parents, I have a sister and she is human, looks human, does not look anything like me. It's so you might, I don't know what the hell your particular circumstance, but someone might have a family and one of the children might be
Adele
a human.
Seems a little impatient.
Look, Adele's getting might mad. Be, we should probably carry on into the castle,
as it were.
Let's talk about this later.
Yeah, you can talk about it later. So, talk about it whenever, just not now.
So my point being is that I can't fly. There's not a race of people.
There we go. We learned it.
Well, I guess
that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, there are things that I can't do that I read in books. Like, I'd never found that place where you're meant to take children who don't brush their teeth.
Yeah,
let us circle back to that particular. What?
It's much of a mushness. Let's get into this castle.
When we are having a next rest, I'll bring that up.
It seems like a strange time to have this whole discussion, to be honest with you guys.
So how far is the moat across?
The moat is probably 80 feet across. So, it's hard to tell exactly from your position. You can also see guards, orcs, goblins, gnolls, a lot of them. This is very, very unusual for you guys to see. To get goblins, or this amount of goblins, to get this amount of orcs, to get this amount of gnolls working together is like a big deal. To get them mixing and working together is a fucking undertaking. Hmm. And you can tell from a distance, there seems to be a lot of squabbling between them. Not even between the races, just even among themselves. The guard patrols are quite lax.
So, look, I could fly over, but it would give us away in a heartbeat. Yeah.
Wait, you just said you... It's fine.
What I meant was there's no race of people.
Towards the path he was leading you along.
That's why I asked how far the moat was, because I could fly. I realized I could fly, but it would give us away. So, Adele, let us lead on.
Do you reckon they're all being mind controlled?
I reckon so.
I think there is some level of that, yes.
I think, when you get like these races that hate each other genetically on a genetic level, it seems like. Together is probably mind control, which means we might be mind controlled.
That's a big word for a man who still believes in miasma. If he had medical training.
When I'm sick, I just bloodlet and hope that sorts it out.
Just throw some leeches on and see what happens.
The shit out of me.
Oh my God,
crack
the amount of holes.
Let them devils out.
Gotta get him out. Gotta get him out somehow.
Otherwise, how'd they get in?
Head gets tight. I don't know.
They just get in. Fuck your nose or your mouth. Just
is
when
that
you're sleeping.
Why they have grown horns?
Could be.
Is it the devil's trying to get out?
Maybe.
Does that mean I'm inherently good inside?
Who knows?
Yes, you are.
Probably not.
Of course, you're inherently. Oh, Jesus.
Keep walking. Keep walking, don't think about it.
I follow Dad.
If you want to be good, you can be good.
You lead a trail of sadness behind you, that way you're not seeing sadness in front of you.
Anyways.
Philosophy.
Walking in the sun, the shadows fall behind you.
Exactly.
Nothing wrong with that.
The son of a thousand orcs.
I'll cop that on the face rather than turn around.
I know I've already made this joke, but do you reckon it's more orcs in front of you or more orcs behind you?
Yes. I follow Adele.
On your circuit around the castle, the keep, you can tell that the host here must be quite large, at least maybe 1,000 strong, probably more. That is it wouldn't account for all of the bodies that you've heard about in the reports, but it's certainly like a sizable portion of them are here. Although you can't see over the walls, so it is kind of hard to tell.
So is our plan sneaking?
Getting round to the back, Odell gestures for you guys to get up closer with him towards the moat, and you can tell that the patrols here are a lot more lax. So you actually, like, Odell just kind of walks out of the underbrush and acts as if you guys are just another patrol.
Yeah, well, we'll join him and try and pretend to be a patrol. All
right. Highs or lows?
A null patrol.
This is a classic null patrol.
Sorry?
Highs.
Highs?
Highs.
No one bothers you until you get up into the moat itself. You look in and it's kind of like it's full a little bit down the bottom of water, but whatever water is here has been mostly drained through the ages. Mm-hmm. Odell gestures to the other side of the moat and you can see what is obviously a place where poop comes out of into the moat.
Oh, like a sewer hole.
Yes.
A bung hole.
A bung hole. Yes, a bung hole.
Are we going to climb up the bung hole, I say?
Odell nods.
Mm. Okay.
Oh, but it smells like bum.
This is not pleasant.
So unpleasant entrance, but as far as stealthy entrances go, it's a golden egg.
Okay.
We let's climb on through and get into that bunghole.
We climb up the bunghole.
You clamber down into the moat and then attempt to clamber up the bunghole.
It's solid, is what it is.
Solid
bung comedy.
What's the quotation marks marching order?
Do you have to roll for initiative or do we get
No, it's just who just wants to
choose.
Go.
Like, I would say. Yeah,
it's one at a time. The thing's wide enough for you to go up it, but just one at a time.
I think Adele first.
And then I would say, because Unky Dick looks the most like an orc out of all of us.
So I want to say him last.
Yeah. Not going to lie, he is the most likely to get stuck.
Unky Dick.
Like, it looks like it might be a hassle for him to get up.
Speaking of, medical stuff, like, Unky Dick will die from a heart attack, yeah. Like, nobody's checking your cholesterol back then. That's sad.
I would imagine with a huge mustache as well.
Is there a check we can do for Unky Dick? I don't want to lose him.
Well, how is his blood pressure?
If I had to give him a cause of death, it'd probably be loving too much.
Nah. All right, so do we think he's not going to fit up there at all?
No, it's hard to tell until he's actually in the damn thing.
Do we have, butter or something?
You do not have butter. Hopefully there's not... hopefully you need lubricant and there's not already lubricant.
I was imagining
there.
He'll slide right up there. We'll put him at the back and then we'll just go...
Odell?
Boop. So Odell, Hector, Tiffany, Grace...
If I go just before Unky Dick, I've got 2 pints of oil that I can just slosh on.
Alright, I'll put you at the back.
Help him, yeah.
Just in case we need to lube Unky Dick up.
To get up that bunghole.
In case we need to lube Dick to get Dick up the bunghole.
That dick's too big, it might not fit. That's a fat dick right there. You gotta get up that bunghole.
We didn't mean to end up in a position. But we have to get fat dick up a bunghole with lubricant.
You're round the back, staring at the bunghole. And you gotta get fat dick up that shit.
What is this?
It's only one thing we've got. We've got 2 gallons of oil to lube up fat dick, shove him up the bunghole.
Jesus Christ.
How did it take so long for us to even think of that?
I know.
Oh my God.
It's like we walked into it. That's like pieces were just connecting as we went. All of a sudden we ended up with a perfect joke.
Is this the crassest joke that we've made?
I always say it's not because it didn't come from a place of crass.
It's exactly. So organic. It's so organic. We never intended it to be this way. We didn't think, oh, this will be funny. We were just like, guys, what the fuck?
First of all, we need to go for bungle. Dick's the fattest. He might not fit. Hey, let's oil him up. Oh, no.
So you had to randomly roll to get an ally instead of anyone else way back in Fairburn Point.
You had to make a bung joke.
We're not even done. I had to make a name whose name could turn into Dick.
Mm-hmm. We had to name him Unky Dick affectionately. You had not to Rich.
Bring him along with, keep him alive. We had to make the bung joke.
It's all beautiful.
Adele O'Dell fellow.
Had to decide that we needed to take a sewer pipe. Yeah. That's amazing.
Beautiful, beautiful. Anyway, so yes.
So how does Hunky Dick fare up that bunghole?
Yes.
Well, first off, Adele has to try a couple times to actually clamber up. It's, well, the bunghole has started to be used again, so there's some mess. Oh. Then it was...
I almost want to light some incense. Just, but I feel it's not going to do anything.
I feel like the smell
Hector's
is
up.
Permeating everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Who was next? Tiffany?
No.
No, me. Tiffany's at the back to lube the dick.
To lube the dick.
I just got 2 pints of oil in case.
Grace, you're up.
Good. Good. Good to know.
Dick is in the bunghole.
What about Tiffany?
Should yell that during sex. Hang on, I'm about to roll to see if he gets stuck.
I was in front of him.
Oh, you were in front. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh. Takes Tiffany a couple tries, but she's up there as well.
Okay.
Good. Highs or lows?
Highs.
Highs.
All right, he's fine.
All
Thank
right.
God. Get that dick in that
Wet and dry. It's all good.
All right,
save
one
myself
more
a pint of oil, I did.
He's lucky. Good to go. Wet
For
and
another
dry.
Day.
There's a terrifying moment where Sir Grace maybe was going to fall back out, knocking everyone with him, but it's okay.
Thank God.
That would have been a classic dad. Like, not as in dads in general, as in you, dad.
Just making it worse for everyone
a
else.
A classic dad, you say, Tiffany. Tiffany, as you're climbing up,
no, I'm the
your
classic
hand
dad.
Hits a solid chunk that had just gotten caught. And slips.
Oh, God.
You slide back down. You hit Unky Dick.
Oh, no.
The pop dick up.
Highs or lows?
Lows. I'm feeling low.
Good news, bad news. Unky Dick stops you from sliding back.
No.
Bad news is he stops you because he gets stuck.
Oh no.
Well, we know the solution here.
Yeah.
Okay. I scramble up so that I'm no longer pushing on him.
Oh no.
All right, you're able to do it. Okay. It's been like 5 minutes. You guys are just waiting in the loos. What? Highs or lows? Hang on, I want to do this.
Lows. I want someone pooping on us.
All right.
I said
so,
I didn't.
Would you like me to re-roll?
No. Never re-roll.
Clever. You are undisturbed, which is a little disappointing for me because I wanted an orc to come in and you have to make awkward talk with it as it sits down to shit.
That's the dream. They're like, you can't use this one. It's busted.
Occupy!
What?
Occupy.
Occupy.
These are this, like restroom type thing. It's just kind of like a bench almost with seats.
Like a classic Roman shitting situation.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
And they all just go into the one hole. So, you're able to scramble up. You're a bit above Unky Dick. Unky Dick actually probably just gives it a shot to see if he can extract himself. And you know what? He actually just gets himself
out. Good on him.
He just had to maneuver properly.
Unky Dick is the best.
He's pretty much the hero of this story.
Ooh, you're having a lot of problems getting up this shit tube.
It's because I've got hooves.
You fall back down.
Of course it's because you have hooves. You got no grip.
You fall back down and hit Unky Dick again.
Can I drop a rope down?
Yeah.
Do you have a rope?
Yeah.
Highs or lows?
Highs.
Highs? You're both out. You slide back out into the mud.
I'll drop that. It's 50 foot of rope. Is the bunghole 50 foot long?
It's a bit shorter. So
I'll drop
the
rope down. You guys are watching the hallway in case an orc comes to shit.
I'm going to go up first, and I'm going to hand a pint of oil to Unky Dick.
Good.
I'm just
going to
be like, just in case.
With the rope, everyone gets up.
Okay. Hey.
Oh, good.
I take my oil back.
Did you use it, Unky Dick?
You are all filthy. Some more than others. Some of you spent a lot of time in there.
I'm covered in bung.
Maybe when you landed in the moat, some fell off. Yeah, but then I guess you put it right back on.
Like, that's where it piles up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
Ooh. I hate that I smell like asshole.
I don't like...
You don't smell like asshole. You smell like shit.
When we... So just thinking, when we see other orcs, so they're not going to wonder why we're covered in shit.
Or has it made us better?
Fit in more with the orcs.
Odell kind of like shrugs slash shakes his head. Like he doesn't know, but he actually, if he had to guess, would say no.
I don't think it is going to matter. Okay. If they can probably smell us, they can see us.
Yeah,
then there is going to be a problem.
I mean, if you are suspicious of someone, but they smell terrible, you're going to be like, to go they're probably them. Fine.
you don't want to stand around.
Them. That's a good point.
All right, we'll does Adele know the way? Adele know the way?
Do you ask him that?
Yeah, I guess.
Where are we going, Adele?
Adele shakes his head.
Okay.
I'll just bust out of this.
Where should we go, Adele?
Adele, like, gestures like in a spiral pattern.
I'm guessing we try to go to the main keep, the main.
The hall or whatever.
Yeah. Right.
Adele gestures.
There'll probably be a basement, a dungeon.
Do you reckon there's like a king room, a throne room?
I think, yes, there is a king room.
Yeah, but if someone was mind controlling them.
Where pipes up? I reckon we should check bedrooms first.
Why?
It's nighttime.
That is a good point. Also, if there is any orcs that are sleeping, we can...
Yeah, I'm always up for killing a sleeping orc.
Click, click. Do a little kick in the air. All right, let's go find bedrooms.
All right. How do you want to play this? Do you want to play it mostly like quiet sort of stealth? You're less likely to encounter anyone, but if you do encounter someone, they're probably going to think it's suspicious.
I feel like
you smell like shit and are trying to hide.
I feel like we go stealthy, unless we hear someone, in which case we do the classic, like, yeah, just walking around until they left, and then we duck down again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Stealthy. Oh.
It's good to be an orc. I love tusks.
Hi, Zalush.
I enjoy the killing of innocents. Hurts me saying that.
Lows.
All right. You do encounter one group of orcs. There's six of them in total.
Mm-hmm.
None of them see through to your disguise, though.
Oh, that's
you
good.
Probably just like, you're in a hallway, and you see, because there's no lights on in the hallways, but you can see light from a torch coming around the corner. You all stop, just like lean up against the wall, act casual. Is that the plan?
Just
start having a conversation. Maybe those of you who are convincing try to hide those who aren't convincing. And the group of six orcs marches past without any sort of, any fuss, giving you a second look. You can see all six of them have that eye slapped on the side of their heads. And they're moving very, there's no squabbling, there's no fighting. And as they move, it's as if they're, there's no, how would I say this? There's,
they're not jostling each other or...
No. It's more than that.
You're in unison?
Yeah, it's like they're communicating telepathically with each other, almost.
Once they pass, I'd like to be like, Adele, we don't have eyes.
Slap our faces. But also, I don't think they noticed.
I guess if they've got eyes, they're not going to notice if you don't have eyes.
Yeah. They're not mind controlled. Let's just keep on going.
I think we should adjust our, rah, 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 to more like, rah, rah, rah.
Yeah, see, that's...
Not a bad idea.
It's probably a good idea.
Good idea.
Thank you.
Adele, like...
Well, actually, sort don't of... talk at all.
Adele gestures as if he's just got an idea.
Hmm?
He maybe had, when he said, we don't have eyes, he maybe, grabbed at his disguise kit, but he puts it back away. And he gestures for, I don't know, I'll say you, Sir Grace, to kneel down so that he can, so that you're head height with him.
What's up, fella?
He draws on the side of your head the shape of an eye. You can't see it, but you two can see that he's just recreating what the mark looks like. It appears he has some magic to him.
The fuck did he do? What did he do?
He made the he made the eye look so pretty good. Yeah. Are you mind controlled?
By him? I don't feel mind controlled.
Then you're pretty good.
I don't think so.
Dimmy, he puts Dimmy, up Dimmy. A single hand.
Dimmy. Mm-hmm. Dimmy, Dimmy, Dimmy.
Yes. We'll do each other.
Oh, you're turning away. I see. To present your cheek to him.
Yes, I'm not.
He draws one on you as well.
I'm not turning my back on you. Hey, Adam.
Stop blanking, Adam. Oh my god, you're so rude.
Do it to me and Unky Dick.
Cool.
He shakes his head.
Why not?
Okay. Two.
He's only got two.
Oh. Okay.
Thanks for using it on me.
Did he do himself?
No.
Suspicious.
Everybody get a towel.
Get it.
All right.
Cut off his hand. It's magic.
What an elaborate trap.
Fuck, funny.
Well, keep looking for bedrooms.
Yes.
Right. You break into vocals like, these people are all actors. I have cursed thee.
Heis alert.
He was a witch. Heis.
Heis? All right. You come across sleeping quarters, not like for anyone fancy, just for the, like a barracks. The barracks. Yep. Yeah. There's a lot of orcs here. Any room for personal effects has been just pushed out of the way, and just tons and tons of bunk beds are in here. You think you've maybe found another 1,000 orcs just crammed into this one barracks.
I like shake my head and like, let's leave. Quickly.
Adele seems to find a little humor in this situation and jokingly is like, slit their throats.
Systematically, one by one, we go through Adam Roll 1,000 times.
You would be here all night.
No, we wouldn't. We'd die much faster than
that. Was good. You get +1 experience point.
Oh, yay! Thank you.
I say it in neutral zero.
Just remember, you're level 5. We've got to fix that for you.
No.
I don't know about that, Adam.
All right. I feel like all sleeping quarters are going to be like this.
Yeah, let's try and find like a main hub.
Could we burn the whole place down?
It's a god.
Would that it solve our problem?
It's made of stone.
It's made of stone. It's very hard to burn stone.
Yeah, but you'd burn people in it. The stone would get hot. People would be like, that's
warm. But what is it catching on fire is my question.
The people and oil.
Hey.
I've got oil.
I don't.
Let us table that.
If we use... Okay. Is it shelf?
The shelf there.
I feel like I could reach it on the table.
It's on the shelf. It's out of harm's way.
Yeah, not fair.
Yeah, we'll try and find like a throne room or a
main
hall.
Main entry, yeah.
You know, a foyer, if you will.
Highs or lows?
Highs?
Yeah, highs.
Yeah, highs.
Highs? All right. This one's important. Would you like me to reroll?
Never reroll.
Stand firm.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, cheeky face. Oh, no.
What was the conversation you guys were just having? Something about life? Oh, finding a manhole or something.
Yeah. I should burn.
I'll say. Sorry?
I thought the conversation we were just having was I should burn everything.
Actually, you know what? Yeah. No, that's the conversation you're having. You say the words like. Not very quietly, I should burn everything. As you turn a corner and you literally smack face to face with a gnoll. The gnoll's got that eye thing on the side of its head. You look at him, it looks at you. It has no expression. You have an expression, and it can tell that you have an expression. So combat crap. Begins with it crap. And its 3 allies.
Crap, fucking gnolls.
Oh no.
Oh, everyone keep real quiet.
Everyone fight silently.
We're gonna fight quiet now. Yeah. Yeah, it's a silent battle.
So, thunder.
You're still
smite.
Quite close to the barracks, no. I'll let you know.
Oh god, guys.
Okay.
I could just fog cloud and then whoosh, we're gone. We're a ghost.
But then they will look for us.
Shit.
Not if we need to make them die.
Yes, we do.
In this game, are we able to, if we stab something in its heart, does it die immediately?
Depends.
Depends on what.
Oh, but like real life me could take many blows to me limbs and me gams and.
Real life me, yes. All the hits to the gams.
Hit me in the chest with a knife.
That's you don't.
You mean a stab?
Yes. If someone gave me a stab, I don't think it'd last as long as if I was just getting whacked in the gams.
You're not wrong.
That's true. Although if they stabbed you in the right artery in your gams,
that's true.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I like in Deadlands, which is a cowboy role playing system. You can get it's like divided into your arms and your legs and your guts and your noggin. And if you lose in your arms and legs, you don't die. You just don't have arms and legs anymore. It's very easy to be a nugget. That's all right.
Grace, you were right behind Tiffany. You see what happened?
Oh god.
There's 4 of them in total.
Okay,
only one of them has the eye mark though.
Hmm.
The other 3 don't.
Do I Arms of Hadar or Fog Cloud?
Just stab twice.
Ah, stab twice. I'd like to get my spear over the top and try and get
anyone in particular?
The fella that's attacking.
No one's attacked yet. It's just they obviously are about to.
Yeah, I'll stab the one that Tiffany slammed into.
All right. Eyeboy.
Eyeboy. Double eyeball. Eyeballs two.
He hit him once.
Got him.
Your spear comes in between Tiffany's arm and chest. It's a solid jab forward. You deal 8 points of damage.
Shit, yes. And I'll do that again with my...
Yeah, you did. The second time you miss.
Dang.
Tiffany jumps as the spear passes between her arm and chest. And that causes your second stab to go off course and miss completely.
Dad's made a mistake and it's my fault.
Yep.
So Ware steps around the corner and you can see that he's grabbed a big, like, vase that was just on display.
Oh, so
God is the best.
I saw this in a play. He cracks it over one of their heads.
I love that Unky Ware's weapon of choice is whatever he can find.
So, as he lifts it up, the water and flowers in the vase fall on his head, cascade down him. He slips and tumbles backwards.
You bloody Unky Three Dick. Stooges movie, Unky Dick.
Are the orcs or gnolls?
Gnolls.
Gnolls. Sorry, did I say orcs?
Orcs are sleeping. I was just confused. Are they put off at all by our bungy demeanors?
Probably not.
It's not even useful.
It's an unfortunate thing that happened to us.
Odell steps around the corner. He's standing next to you, Tiffany, and he jabs a knife that came out of nowhere right into the gnoll with the eye on the side of his head, right into its belly. He draws it away, and you can tell he's quite dismayed when the gnoll does not react at all.
They never react.
These fucking gnolls.
The gnoll... You guys ever seen, what's the name of the movie? It's like The Body Snatchers, I think it's just called The Body Snatchers.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers?
Yeah, the...
Yeah.
You all know what I'm... I don't think the listeners at home know what I mean.
You know, it's like, the
you point and you make a weird
hair.
Scream. A Sutherland.
Yeah.
Oh, the meme.
The meme.
I've not seen the movie, but I know exactly what you're talking
it's
about.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Just Mallory Google... is having nightmares and he's like barking.
Is it because of Invasion of the Body Snatchers?
Just
yes. Google don't take dogs,
that,
Mallory.
Whatever. Yes. Anyway, the gnoll with the eye on the side of its head points at you, Tiffany, and does that.
With noise?
Probably with noise, yeah.
Oh,
it
bad.
Screams. Like that.
Jesus. That's so scary coming out of a hyena.
I'm just glad
he
expressed himself.
Oh, and
himself,
then
you know?
In the distance. Yeah. Probably.
No.
Oh, Jesus.
Nothing good comes from the distance.
Hector, you can't hear, but Grace and Tiffany, you can both hear, in the distance, echoing from other parts of the castle.
Oh,
this
sounds
very bad.
They're connected
by the brain,
of course.
Yeah.
Okay, so
okey-doke.
Then the other three gnolls attack, I'm going to say, Odell and Tiffany.
Oh, no.
Shit.
Ineffectually. The two gnolls that try to attack you, Tiffany, they stab forward with their spears, but between... Oh, do you have a weapon out? Would you have a weapon out?
No.
No? All right. Maybe you're like... tail is whipping back and forth, trying to keep them at bay, which doesn't affect them that much. But Odell, who's also whipping around a knife, and your father, who's just stabbing forwards wildly with his spear, is enough to sort of scare them off from the attack, and none of them are able to score a hit.
That's good. I'm glad of that.
Tiffany, it is your turn.
Ooh, So I've still got the one in front of me, or has he been knocked aside?
No, none of them have been incapacitated yet. Okay. The one with the eye has been hit a bit, but he's not down.
Is he still, like, just bumped into me?
Yeah, it's kind of like I bumped into you immediately, like, quick reactions from people. It's you.
Oh, so he's close. How loud is Witchbolt? You know what? It doesn't matter at this stage.
They're all yelling.
Oh, could I actually attempt to stab him in the heart and kill him to death?
and kill him.
I mean,
you can try.
I mean, it's gonna. He'll
you
die.
Can certainly try. How effective you are is another matter.
Are you better with your like melee? Or are you better as a spellcaster?
I think I'm better as a spellcaster.
In the current situation, I would actually say you're probably better to use a dagger or rapier.
Okay.
Like the literal situation you're in right now, if you hit, you'll probably do a lot more damage with a sneak attack, which is your primary damage ability in combat. Yeah.
Okay, well, I try and sneaky stab him in the heart.
I'd say you draw your rapier because you see no reason to just take out a dagger at this point. Combat is properly engaged. Noise is happening. What does it matter?
Yeah.
You draw your rapier and stab at him.
Go big or go home. Mm-hmm. To hell.
Exactly. I mean, yeah. Dad, I don't say that out loud.
What? I love how you're always like, if I die. Not when for you.
No, if I die. There's a lot of terrible things waiting for me if I die.
Yeah, you get him in the heart, he dies.
Oh, well thank done. Goodness.
Well pierce done. That you furry flesh.
Pierce deep into him and he's like, ah! Just cuts immediately and abruptly. He looks down. For the first time ever, you've seen one of these creatures react as your rapier comes back out with the majority of this creature's heart, but not all of it.
Ooh.
Just a lot of heart.
Anyone up for stew?
There are three other gnolls.
Stew?
I tried to be cool like Hector.
The
maybe like a
eye gnoll collapses.
I just don't eat it.
Hector.
What? I would like to cast magic weapon as a bonus action.
Yeah.
And then I will attack one gnoll, and then hopefully maybe kill someone.
You hit with your first strike, dealing 10 plus 15 damage total. You lob off one of its arms. It looks quite surprised.
And I attack him again.
All right. You hit again. You lob off its other arm. It looks very surprised. It dies.
Oh, good. I'm like, it's still alive.
I didn't realize you were holding on for that.
Like, Christ. What the fuck? At that point, if you're a snow arm, like, oh, shit. I all flail. Right.
Two gnolls down. You can hear boom, 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 things running towards you guys.
Oh, bad.
Grace, it's your turn.
Can I cast, from the direction they're coming in, the Arms of Hadar?
Oh, that creates, like, tentacles, right?
Creates, like, tentacles that'll stop them.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, fine. You create a bit of a buffer zone.
I imagine it's painful looking.
You draw deep within yourself for the magical energy that you have been cursed / gifted with.
What is
the
this?
Relevant tattoos upon your body burn in pain, and the black tentacles leap forth behind you guys, creating a buffer.
Got him. Almost just like...
Dad?
Divine sense. What is it? What is he?
If you're really concerned and you turn back around to look at him, maybe a little bit of black ooze is dripping out of his pant leg.
What is...
I think to myself, maybe Dad's part tiefling. Maybe that's why he adopted me.
Sure.
That'll do.
I'm just thinking that in my head.
You can attack if you want.
So. Oh, I can too. Rightio, then I'll throw my spear because I'm assuming I'm kind of like away from everybody to fill the hallway properly.
You chuck your spear. You surprisingly hit one of the two remaining gnolls.
Got him.
Dealing 4 points of damage.
And I'll bring it back because that's my bonus action.
Yeah, all right. You call it back to you. It's actually more of a, rather than like Thor's hammer where it leaps.
Oh, it just kind of appears back in my hand.
Yeah, it like disappears where it is and appears in your hand.
That's a good party trick. You could throw it at someone and before it hits them like,
whoop. I could be like, I've lost my spear, everybody. Has anybody seen it? Oh, wait a second. Nobody could be a magician in D&D. They couldn't. Like, you'd be impressed by someone when you're like, there are fucking wizards in a goddamn college. Who cares if you can do a
card trick? I think I'd still find magic impressive, even if I knew there were magicians.
Not a magician,
it's
though.
About the showmanship. Mm. Come on, Jackson.
It's like, it would be an honesty system. I feel like you'd need to show papers of, like, no evidence of magic.
I'm not actually a wizard.
If we were a wizard, I would still be impressed. Especially
first.
Can we talk about how Fred and George casually do magic in front of muggles to, like, get laid?
Do they?
That's in one of the books. Like, Harry is over, I forget for what reason. I think it's one of the later books. Yeah, Fred and George must have been out of school at this point, so it's got to be one of the later books. And Harry, sorry, is over at the Weasley house. And Fred and George are like needling Ron because he can't do magic yet outside of school. Yeah. And they're like, oh, we're going to go down to the village now. There's a girl there who thinks our magic tricks are amazing. They're just like real magic. The implication being they're getting laid on the backs
that's
of them being
odd.
Able to do magic. Nah,
that's
fucking... How dare wizards?
If they were in 1930s New York, they could be killed for that.
That's true, though. What scumbags?
Fucking wizards.
Fucking wizards, mate.
Fucking wizards.
Ugh.
Get rid of them.
Yep. Lock them up. Put them in a tower.
Yep.
How dare wizards?
Anyways.
Given me arseache.
Given the bung ache.
Will Jackson be able to use his magical powers to get laid? Find out next time on The Search for a Helm, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
Thanks for listening. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you'll find us at Sanspants Radio. Or you can find us individually. I'm at All Dogs Are Dead.
I'm at Retro Archetype.
I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
And I'm at Jackson B. Bailey.
And if you want to hear our other shows, head to SanspantsRadio.com and you'll find all of our content there. There's heaps. And if you'd like to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. See you later, dickheads.
Don't call them dickheads.
Nah.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to Sanspants Plus members. The Further Adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.